Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, guys, it's Kid Craddock, and it's time to meet the Lonely Island. Andy!
Yeah, guys.
Andy!
Yeah.
Akiba!
Yeah. Hi!
Yorma!
What's up?
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're great.
We're good, man.
So good. How are you guys?
Great. Are you in three completely different locations?
No.
Somebody said,
this is going to be the awkwardest interview ever. There are five of us interviewing three of you.
Right. Very weird. Yeah.
We win the fight.
Yeah.
You guys will win, yeah. No doubt about that.
How do you feel about getting up really early in the morning to promote your CD?
God's work. God's work.
Yeah. It's God's work. All right. This question is for Akiba.
Yes.
How's it going?
Thank you for asking. It's going really well, you know. I'm in a hotel room, and I just got out of the shower, so I'm kind of like half-dressed, you know.
Well, now, the Beatles, of course, had the White Album, and mm-hmm. I'm old enough to remember holding it in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jay-Z had the Black Album,
right.
Which was epic mm-hmm. at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Lonely Island has now released what could be the trilogy finale called the Whack Album.
Mm-hmm. You left off the Gray Album, too. Wasn't that in between with Danger Mouse?
Danger Mouse had the Gray Album.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Weezer had the Blue Album.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about the inspiration for the title, The Whack Album.
Certainly, we are the wackest MCs in the game, so we wanted to really solidify that the way that a White Album or a Black Album did for those other artists.
Now, Yorma, you guys have worked with big stars on this, you know, Michael Bolton in the past and Nicki Minaj and T-Pain for I'm on a Boat. Are there celebrities making appearances on the Whack Album?
There are so many different celebrities making appearances. We have Pharrell Williams,
whoa,
which we're super excited about. Too Short, Hugh Jackman, which is nice. Incredible to have Too Short and Hugh Jackman on one record. Robin, Swedish Pop Sensation.
Yeah, of course.
T-Pain makes another appearance with us. Who else do we got, you guys?
Adam Levine, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Solange.
What? Jeez.
Billy Joe from Green Day.
Now, how are you able to get bigger guest stars on your album than like Usher has on his? How are you able to do that?
We're just really pleasant.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Is it about snacks or how's it done?
We got mad snacks, man. We got like combos. We got like the pizza flavored combos.
Yeah.
And we got cheddar goldfish.
Oh, dude.
Chips.
Stop it.
You got Cheez-Its?
It's like a little daycare center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got bugles.
We got bugles.
Yeah, boy.
Now, way back in the day when I first heard of Lonely Island is because you did that pilot for Fox.
Right.
Which was brilliant, and it turned me on to you guys, you know, with the, it had the, what was the OC takeoff that you guys, Boo was in there.
Yeah.
And then
you're talking about Awesome Town.
Yeah, and then the beard, the Castaways was great.
One couldn't grow a beard.
I'm just doing this from memory. And then the sexually ambiguous aliens, like, well, I just want you to know I'm really drunk and I have dual genitalia.
Well, I like the two guys having a good time, party one.
And just two guys having a good time, and then Brooke Shields making you do horrible things. But anyway, that show did not get picked up. And I know, Andy, that worked out fantastic for you because you went off to SNL and did digital shorts and really made your name. I wanted to ask Akiba and Jorma if they feel as happy about that as you are.
You know what? This is Andy. I'm going to take this one. They are thrilled.
I don't think you can take this one, Andy.
How it turned out. They couldn't be happier.
Because, you know...
Me and Keith, before we got there, we were like, you know what we'd really like to do is, like, bust our butts for, like, over 100 digital shorts. Like, make this one dude really popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. This is Andy.
Akiba, I just have this feeling that that if it was you and you got the SNL gig, I have a feeling that you would have included Yorma and Andy. And they would have been just as big as you. Why do you think Andy didn't do that?
Well, it's just different personalities. I'm, like, generous and loving and inclusive.
Hmm.
And Andy's Andy, you know? And,
oh, my God.
Wow.
Andy, do you always pick up?
Makes us much better friends than we are.
I drag these two kicking and screaming onto like 20 shorts on the show. They weren't even in the cast. This is blasphemy.
Andy, would it be accurate to say that you're a taker?
Well, in prison terms?
No.
Hey, by the way, I love Go Kindergarten with Diddy in there and Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. So great. I mean,
thank you.
There's nobody
thank
else.
You. Yeah, we've been releasing new songs every Wednesday for Whack Wednesdays. So that was our most recent. That was actually just for the album release.
Cool. Whack Wednesdays with the Lonely Island. How do I see those? Is it on the website?
It's just on YouTube. Like, yeah, we have a bunch of new videos.
That's cool. I can't wait to watch all of them.
Wow, from primetime television to YouTube, Andy. Well done.
Hey, I'm sensing your sarcasm. I'm picking up on your sarcasm.
Wow.
the internet is the future, you guys.
Hey,
it really is.
Andy, you know who invented sarcasm?
Who's that?
She did.
Duh.
Yeah.
Who invited Jenna? That girl's a
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, The Lonely Island, the Whack album, is available now. You can get it on iTunes, or you can just watch them on YouTube for free.
No.
No?
No? I don't know. Both are good.
No?
Both equally as good.
Buy the album.
Yeah. I mean, we're not getting paid either way, so you might as well just enjoy it. Yeah.
Andy, you described leaving SNL as an incredibly emotional and strange moment in your life. Why was it so profound to you?
It was the job I'd wanted since I was a little kid, and I finally had it, and we worked real, real hard for 7 straight years, and, it's tough to imagine having a job that you would ever be as excited about once you leave. But at the same time, when we decided to go, it was very necessary. So it's a mixed emotion. It's like a breakup or something mm-hmm. where it's going to suck, but you also know that it's better for your life overall.
Right. I've been lucky enough in the last couple of years to have been in the audience twice to watch the show being done, and that's heavy lifting. It doesn't seem like it. You guys make it look easy. Not you. When I say you guys, I don't mean Akiva or Yorma, because they were never on the show.
No, you do not see them. Really.
Yeah, but by you guys, I mean Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get it.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm just really going to miss, you as Stefan. That was just your best character. It's so upsetting.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. As the grandmother of sarcasm, I really appreciate that.
Now, Andy, The Lonely Island, there was a show out called Gilligan's Island, and in its first in its first 2 years, they would name all the cast in the song. They would say, there's Gilligan, the skipper, to the millionaire and his wife, the movie star. And then they'd go, and the rest. And there were only two left. The only ones I didn't mention were the professor and Marianne.
Right.
Have you thought about calling it Andy Samberg's Lonely Island and the rest?
Man, you're really trying to break us up over
there. Oh, this is painful to listen to. I'm just sitting back.
And the rest.
Constantly. You guys realize that Keeve and Yorm were in almost all of our songs.
Yes.
Yes.
I would not be saying any of this stuff if I believed any of it, because I think the three of you are fantastic. I've seen every single thing you've ever done.
We're rock solid friends. There's no budging us.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. If I thought for a minute I could break up this troika, I would never say these things. So don't worry. We're Lonely Island lovers up here.
If we were doing this for 10 years and then this one interview, we're like, you know what? He's right.
Screw Andy.
Whoa. It's like that scene in Almost Famous where they keep moving one guy to the front in the pictures,
Yeah.
Finally, they're like, oh, he's the front man now. Yeah, I would hate to see that happen, because that's when the jealousy kicks in.
You guys, both me and Keith direct movies. We're doing okay.
You guys are doing fine,
Yeah.
I've always found it so peculiar. It's like the more talented of the group usually are the ones that aren't the most famous. That's what I found.
No offense, Andy.
Usually
an interesting theory. I would never disagree with that.
Andy, you sat here once to my left, and it was like the best 45 minutes that I've had
awesome.
On the show.
Yeah.
It was just so fun hanging out with you. And I'd love to get your two buddies in here. I can't remember their names, but I would love to have them on too.
Yeah.
Mean.
We'll definitely do it.
Yeah. Top
I'm
of the
sure
list.
They're both really psyched they got up for this now to just take abuse for 40 minutes.
Wow. I hope you guys are kidding.
Go get the
album.
Are they going to hang up going, these guys, this guy's a jerk?
There's a slight possibility.
We're on the blacklist now.
I hope not.
We'll never get them again.
I love The Lonely Island. That would be heartbreaking if that happened. So check out The Lonely Island, the Whack album. But you know what? Go back and get the early years, too. Go back and look at the old stuff because it'll give it all context and texture, and it'll just make it
much. See how they've grown as artists.
Yeah, it'll be a much more enriching experience.
So many layers.
Than just listening to the hook of YOLO.
Completely agree.
Yeah. Or Spring Break Anthem with Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Yes.
Why not? How do you guys think this is going so far?
Like 5 new ones to check out on YouTube. Quality media outlet. Hey, treat yourself. Upgrade to like 1080p. Watch it in high def.
Whoa. Spoken like a rich dude. Right there. Yeah, got all that digital short money coming in. Why didn't everybody have HD? Yeah.
1080. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Yorma. How do you pronounce your last name? Tacone?
That was right. Yorma Tacone.
Yorma Tacone.
Tacone.
You guys are you know, you're the only ones doing what you're doing, and I'm so glad you're doing it. It's awesome. The Whack album is out now from The Lonely Island. Give it up, you guys.
Yay. Pleasure having you guys.
All right.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Father's Day is a Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Just a little reminder, although women usually don't need the reminder. They're usually good at this stuff. It's Mother's Day we need the reminders of.
Yeah.
Dudes suck.
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff.
Dads are easier to buy for. Moms want you to, you know, clean the kitchen for them, or they want quality time. Dads, just give him something
give him
he
something.
Can go play with for a couple hours, you know, in mm-hmm. the basement.
That's true.
That's if you're
preferably
your dad.
Female.
My dad's not like that. He has no hobbies. He doesn't read. He doesn't play sports.
Can't read?
He does not read for pleasure.
My bad.
You know, I could buy him another Bible, but he already has a Bible. You know, that's what he reads mostly.
Maybe a Bible cover?
Yeah.
No, we're not really Bible cover people.
You're not. So what are you buying?
I'm getting my Bible movie.
That's the problem. You know what I bought him?
How about some Bible accessories?
He accidentally got a hold of one of my razors. And
was it a Bible razor?
No.
Full body shaving?
Wait a
and
minute.
He said something about it, and so I went and bought him because those Fusions are not cheap.
Oh, he wanted the Manscaped?
No, he wanted.
Did you buy one of those kids?
I had to use his shower, and I left my razor in there, my Gillette Fusion.
So your dad manscaped with it?
No, he shaved his face with it.
Oh, he shaved his face.
Why would he have to manscape?
Why would any man have to manscape? Because you want to be all fresh and clean.
He manscaped.
He shaved his face with the
your dad manscaped with your razor.
It's a Gillette Fusion. It's not like this is only for legs.
No, that's the ultimate manscape.
It's a man's razor. He didn't know.
The Fusion.
Yeah.
And he loved it, and I went and bought him. Yeah. You know, that thing's not cheap. I bought him the razor and a bunch of cartridges to go with it. It was like $25-$30. And he loves cologne. He'll go through a bottle a week. So I went and bought him a bottle.
Oh, my God.
He's over cologne guy.
He's over cologne
guy. A bottle a week?
He's over cologne guy.
Crazy.
A bottle a week?
I'm like, Daddy, please.
Is it that Jovan?
He uses whatever.
Musk.
No, he uses good stuff, cheap stuff. He mixes it up.
Hey, guys, you remember that time?
What?
You remember that time? That time we sent Big Al to apply for a job at Southwest Airlines, and we poured an entire bottle of cologne over his head.
But, kid, it was that stuff that had the pig pheromones in it,
right.
remember?
It was supposed to attract women.
Did it?
Oh, my God.
No.
I thought they were going to sue us, because after we left, like 3 days later, the place still smelled like
that.
Well,
they wanted us to do a promotion. They were trying to get us to promote this cologne.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. Our big line we came up with was, what smells worse than blank?
Yeah.
Well, I won't say what it was.
Yeah, that was our campaign for the cologne. What smells worse than that?
We had to say no to that one.
Yeah.
A bottle a week.
Your dad goes through a bottle of cologne a week.
Well, I may be exaggerating a tad, but
he
does.
The older you get, the more you use.
He just
can't smell as well.
No, it's not that.
My dad does the same thing. I use, it's called Angel. And you just one little spray.
I thought that was.
I'm sorry, Al. What is it again?
That's Angel for Men.
Angel for Men.
I'm sorry, Al. What are you wearing again?
It's Angel for Men.
Oh, Angel?
It's Angel for Men.
That's precious.
You don't wear Angel if you're a dude.
There's Angel for Men.
There's Angel for Men, dog.
I don't care if it's for men. That's like saying
Angel.
I'm wearing Sissy for Men.
My mom wears Angel.
You don't do that.
My mom wears it. That's the only reason I was wondering.
I would guess Alien.
And I probably bought more of that stuff for girls than any other perfume.
And you wear it
for yourself too.
No, there's an Angel for women.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
It's still named Angel.
And it stinks on me. It doesn't do well. But his Alien does well on me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out, JC.
Angel for men.
Alien.
You can't even say for men after saying Angel.
You can too.
You can't.
I'd wear Alien for men.
Kid, angels are men.
It's very popular, dog.
The angels in the Bible are all men. What's your problem?
Yeah.
No, no, I'm not down with that.
So well, I gotta wear a dude.
Hey Al, why don't you wear this this new outfit? It's called Dress for Men. Let's try this on.
First of all, I don't wear an outfit.
Coming up, we're gonna learn about the show's dads.
Okay.
Did you ever see your dad in a fist fight, Kelly?
No.
Okay. Anyone on the show?
Yeah.
JC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I would be mortified.
We were at a soccer game, and we were sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, some guys that got drunk up top decided to take a leak, and it landed on me. So my uncle and my
dad. It landed on you?
Yep.
A leak?
No, they decided to take a leak.
I got you.
Pee.
Mm-hmm. And, he peed on you.
So my uncle and my dad went up there and gave him a couple. How's your father?
They poured him a big old glass.
Yeah, they opened up a can
shut
of
up,
whoop,
amigo.
And I'm just sitting there over there eating my hot dog like, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow, I thought How's Your Father was something completely different.
Yeah. Is this a very typical thing in Mexico at a football game that people will just go right there, just stand up and pee on the people below them?
I don't know if it's typical, but it happened to me.
Doesn't sound very
I've never seen it.
Inviting.
I don't know that I would ever recover from that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. That's fortunate.
Until my uncle smelled my hair.
I don't think I could recover from that.
So.
Well, he's probably thinking maybe it was a beer or something.
And then they tell me, don't tell your mom what happened. Ugh. First thing I do when I get home, I'm like,
Mommy, I got beat on.
My mom and my dad beat up a guy because he peed on me.
Wow. They really beat him up. You watched him.
Yeah.
Wow. Al, your dad ever beat anybody?
No, I've never seen my dad in a fight,
Jenna?
Though.
Never.
Okay. No, I never saw my dad in a fight. My dad was pretty passive.
Yeah.
I think he was tired from whooping my ass every day.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was doing. What was your dad's famous saying? Anyone?
Mine? My dad, we lived in a two-bedroom, one-bathroom house when I was growing up.
Bragging.
Now the house has like 10 beds. Now that everybody's moved out, they've added on rooms. But anyway.
Mr. House over there.
We'd all get ready for school and whatnot at the same time. So my dad would be in there shaving and looking in the mirror. And he'd go, you know what? Y'all know you sure got a pretty daddy.
Okay.
That's his famous saying?
That's his famous saying.
My father has developed.
How do you think that went?
It's the truth. It doesn't matter.
That's what he remembers. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. It's the truth. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how I said it.
Yeah.
My father has developed something, and it's like one of those things that's like nails on the chalkboard for me at this point. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. No.
You follow me?
Oh, no. He says that?
Oh, that's what he says.
You follow me?
Yeah.
A lot, he says it. If he's trying to explain anything to you, you follow me?
He wants confirmation from you that you're into the story.
Mm. You follow me? And that's his crutch. And
this is a man who's lost listening before. He's lost people when he's talking. So
he has to
make
sure. And one time I was like, I follow you.
Yeah.
I follow you. But that's his thing right now. And it's just like, it's like a crutch. I have like as my crutch lately. And
just
I'm
say yes
up
on Twitter.
It.
Just say that every time. Yes. On Twitter. I'm following you.
Like my dad tweets.
Your dad doesn't tweet?
No.
Need more cologne.
Follow me.
My dad would just come home from work, and he'd always say, "Ay, siempre dejas tus chones en el piso."
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my dad said the same thing.
I know. Every day he'd come home and say that.
Say it again.
Ay, siempre dejas tus chones en el piso.
Uh-huh.
I heard something about the Jonas.
Yeah.
Chones.
Pee. Oh.
What's my weird son doing peeing in a bottle?
No. That's not what he said.
What'd he say?
He always complained that I left my chones on the floor.
Oh.
Chones is underwear.
Chiclets?
Chones are underwear.
Oh. Okay.
I had my Ninja Turtle chones.
So Jonas and Jonas are very close together, right?
Jonas and Jonas?
No.
Oh, I should start
the
Jonas
Brothers.
Jonas
Brothers.
Yeah.
They perform in ninja underwear.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Dude.
Can we get one of those huge Mexican guitars?
Absolutely.
All right.
We got to cover up our Jonas.
Oh, dude. The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I can't believe we just came up with that.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Oh, awesome. We're so rich. We're going to be so rich.
Oh, yeah.
The Jonas Brothers.
Better buy the website.
Dude, right?
Hello,
famous.
I'm Cho.
I'm Ness. What are you, Al?
I'm not in the Jonas Brothers. No. No, I'm sorry.
Of course
I'm
not
performing
not.
In my underwear.
We don't want you in it anyways.
Yeah. How do you say dirty underwear in Spanish?
Sucio.
Sucio Jonas.
Jonas Sucio.
Sucio. No.
Yeah.
Sucio.
Jonas. Okay, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Single best piece of advice your father ever gave you.
Oh, we're not doing famous saying, okay?
Okay, I'll be famous. Yes. You can take that one.
Well, I didn't have one for advice, so I'll
okay, what's your
my dad's famous saying was, I'm not going to be able to make it to your soccer game.
Oh. Get Craddock
in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning, where a couple of months ago, we did a talent scout competition. Each member of the show had to recruit somebody from YouTube that they thought was really good, that was completely unknown. They had to have fewer than 100,000 hits. Kelly's contestant was named Reagan Beard, and she ended up winning the whole thing. What was the prize? A trip out to L.A. to sit down and perform for the world's biggest talent scout, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun.
Scooter freaking Braun, dude.
Yeah. And Reagan is on the phone right now from L.A. to give us an update. Hello, Reagan.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was so cool watching Scooter tweet about you yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. We were sitting in his office, and he's like, "Do you have a Twitter?" I was like, "Yeah, I have a Twitter."
Oh, wow.
All right, what is it?
I can't believe you caught Scooter Braun sitting in his office. I don't think he's ever sitting in his office. Yes.
I bet she favorited that Twitter, too.
Yeah. I could still, I could hear her smile right now.
Yeah.
You have the biggest smile on your face, don't you?
Because it's over.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know you're really nervous going in. I saw the picture. But once you got inside, what was it like and what happened?
Well, you know the show Shake It Up?
Yes, Shake It Up. I know it. Just talk to me, Reagan.
Let's shake it up.
Disney. The guy was sitting on the couch, the character Ty. I just kind of walk in. I'm like, holy crap, I know you.
So there's a big TV star sitting there in the room when you come in.
Yeah, yeah. He was just sitting there. And we started talking and everything. And but Scooter hadn't gotten there yet because he hadn't gotten back to his office from the airport. And so he walked in, and I was in the bathroom when he got there. And so he went to his office, and he told my mom just to send me in. And I walk in, he's just standing there. And it was crazy, just, you know, the whole experience, just walking in and seeing Scooter Braun standing there.
Was he nice?
You know what I mean? Oh, he was wonderful. The meeting went amazing. We were only supposed to talk for not even an hour. I was expecting a really short meeting, but he went on for 2 hours.
What?
Oh.
You got to meet with Scooter for 2 hours.
Yeah, and he, like, put off a lot just to have me there. And he loved me. I think he loved me. I felt good about it.
Wow. Felt the love.
Good.
Yeah, he was supposed to go get more leopard skin for Justin Bieber's new Audi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That rap will just have to wait.
So he put that off to hang with you. Did you perform for him?
That was funny. That was funny because I had been told that I wasn't going to be performing. So I didn't bring my guitar or anything. And I get there and he's like, "So do you have a guitar?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "Well, I'm going to get you one." So
wow.
He gets me one and I start playing. And he just stops me. He's like, "You aren't nervous." I was like, "You're Scooter Braun. Of course I'm nervous."
Yeah.
But so he started talking to me and he told me this long story to kind of like relax me a little bit.
Shout
and we just started talking about, you know, what I want. And how I'm going to get there and how, you know, I'm going to be recording my my full-length album this summer. You know, it's going to be out in August. But he just, you know, I've only done 2 gigs. I'm 14 years old.
I mean, he
said he wants me to, for a year, get a lot of experience playing in places that people hate me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Where I'm not wanted and just get a ton of experience. And he said he wants to meet me again in a year.
Interesting advice. Go play where people don't know you or care about you. That's kind of the Ed Sheeran plan.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
But he said that, you know, I'm more talented than almost everyone that walks through his door. And
wow.
I was not expecting, you know, that. I thought, you know, oh, this is a favor he's doing for Kid. I'm going to be in there for 15 minutes. He's going to congratulate me, and then I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Well, if you hadn't been talented, that is what would have happened.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
that is exactly what would have happened if you hadn't brought it.
Well, it's all because of you, and I love you.
Well, aww. I love you. And I told her all I want is her to thank me in an acceptance speech and to get me a nice present.
I think she was talking to me there, Kelly.
No, she meant me. I felt the love.
Because I brought Scooter Braun in on this deal. All you did was find her.
I brought her.
Yeah, you brought her, but I brought Scooter.
Yeah, but so, I brought her.
Yeah, you brought her, but I brought Scooter.
All right.
Yeah.
All I want is a present,
you started?
And a thank you.
You see what you started, Reagan?
You can't have her, kid.
I don't need her. I got Scooter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey.
Right. So have you already quit school and started hanging out with a new black friend?
What? Now, did
Well, it's summertime, so.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
Now, you're 14. Did you ask him if you and Bieber could hang out?
I didn't go that far.
But were you hoping that he would walk in the office for some reason?
Never know.
Hey, Scooter, can I borrow 20 bucks?
That's not her style.
Whatever.
Well, I'm so happy the meeting happened. I'm happy you won the contest, and
hey,
I look forward to see what happens to you. Yeah.
Are my songs on your iPod?
Yeah, of course they are. Here, I've got my iPod right here. Let me see if I can pull them up here. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. This one.
This one. Good. Yeah. I want you all to have them.
Okay.
And I want to know that you all have them.
I also have that Bury Me song, too.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I like them both.
Well, you should play them sometime, you know? All right.
She came back from school tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow. Didn't play my song,
she's
though.
A marketing genius
yeah,
now.
Just put your iPod in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you're awesome. You just need to take like half a step back. No. That's about it.
Hey.
No, you're good.
Oh, man, I love it.
That is Reagan Beard. Kelly discovered her. Scooter Braun met with her, and we'll see what happens from here. We'll keep up with you, all right?
Send me out on iTunes, guys.
All right. Thanks, Reagan.
Thank you, Reagan. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Kaysen has been under investigation for the last couple weeks at my house.
Your son's under investigation.
Because stuff's coming up missing lately.
Oh.
I have a list of the things that were missing.
Okay.
Come on. I have this necklace that I love, and it has Kaysen's name on it. So that's missing.
All right.
We're missing a TV remote. We're missing the bottom part of Kinsey's iPhone cover. We're missing my Galaxy phone, my Note 2. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It used to chill on my nightstand. Yeah. We're also missing a $5 bill. We're missing three of Kinsey's bracelets.
Oh.
We're missing my Nike Fit Fuel Band. So now I don't know how fit I'm being. And also, I'm missing a pair of underwear that I just bought.
Random objects.
And since we haven't had any random people come to our house, we finally realized that we think it's Kaysen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you just can't catch him in the act.
And we just can't catch him in the act, and we don't know where he's putting these things. And the other day, I caught him opening up the pantry where we have the trash can.
Uh-huh.
And he's really into throwing things away. So I have figured that he must have thrown all these things away.
And you have been throwing them away.
And then
as a
we
result.
Throw, yeah, and then yeah. we don't realize that these things are in the trash, and we throw them away. So I may have thrown away my phone.
Oh,
so
no.
So I had to go back. I had to go back to the iPhone because my Galaxy's gone. So now I don't have my big screen Galaxy that makes me look super
first
awesome.
First world problems. I got to go back to my iPhone.
Well, it's iPhone 4, Jenna.
But you know what? What is with little kids? Because I mean, I don't have a little kid, but I lived at home post-college with my dad, who's remarried, and they have two little kids. And I think that my little half-brother resented me so much because he would hide my, we couldn't find my car keys for a couple of days.
Well, and maybe he didn't want you to leave.
No.
It's not that he resented you. He wanted you to stay.
He was 2 or 3 years old, and he had unzipped a pillow cushion, and the maid was fluffing a pillow and found my car keys.
Wow.
He had a maid?
And he would throw some of my things in the trash.
You're rich.
I think he didn't.
See, that's the cool thing is that you might find these things and you might not find these things. It's like kind of playing the lottery.
Yeah.
So yesterday, since Kinsey
why
and Kaysen went, I don't know why he does it. And we even ask him, I'm like, Kaysen, have you seen Daddy's phone?
He's helping, maybe.
It looks like this. And he knows what I'm saying. He should know where he put things, so he should lead me to where he's hiding his stuff.
He's setting you up for a scavenger.
But he's not.
Yeah.
So yesterday, since Kinsey's out of town and Kaysen went with her, I'm all home alone, and I'm watching the basketball game, and things got crazy, and I got up, and I started jumping around because you know, it was a pretty close game for a minute.
By yourself.
And I end up stubbing my toe hard on my bed,
okay,
which makes me drop to the ground.
Okay.
And so I'm laying on the ground, trying not to cry because my toe's throbbing. Self-inflicted toe injury. And I see this little plane under the bed.
Okay.
And Kaysen has this plane, and it has a compartment in it. So I pull it out, and I'm pulling it out, and I kind of kick it out of the way, and I hear a little jingling. And they're like, I'm like, oh, something's in the plane. I wonder what toy he put in there. So I open the compartment, and my necklace is in there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Along with my $5 bill.
Yeah.
No phone.
So you got that back. And the phone?
Nope.
No.
So
he knows that's more valuable.
So then I spent about half an hour going through all of Kaysen's toys with little doors and compartments in it and found nothing except one of Kinsey's pairs of panties.
Well,
so we didn't know that her panties were missing as well. So we found those.
Yeah, well, she's just stopped wearing them.
I got a couple pair of those.
So out of the 9 things missing, we found 3.
Oh, that's not bad.
So we're
that's
one
good.
Third of the way there.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Aren't they fun? And this is the age when he's really starting to talk and communicate with you.
Did Emma Kelly steal things and hide things from you?
Well, she'd hide things and she'd think it was funny. And then when you try to get her, you know, then the game was on, you know, and then she wouldn't tell you where it was. And you'd have to, you don't want to get mad at him. You want to still be a game. And finally, you know, you'd end up finding it. But it wasn't too bad of a problem for her.
Mm. Al, how about?
Corey? No, Corey doesn't do it now. Couldn't really tell you about when he was born in L.A.
Kind of of missed that part.
Yeah, I kind of missed that part.
But, I mean, what a difference. Children change so much. I mean, just 1 year's time.
Yeah.
I mean, this Father's Day, even though you don't get to celebrate, you had an early Father's Day celebration compared to last year.
Right.
And I don't know if you even remember that sweet, sweet blog you wrote about Kaysen on Father's Day of last year.
I don't remember it.
You want to hear it again? Because I happened to ask the producer to pull it up because I wanted to hear it again.
Is it embarrassing?
I think it's sweet.
It's embarrassing. No. I wish I could describe the feeling that I get every day when I go pick Kaysen up, or when he smiles at me, or when he makes his little baby babble noises when he sees me for the first time.
What's that sound like? It's like this?
No, it's more like, ooh, and he spits at me.
Okay.
Or when he grabs my face and pulls me in to bite my face.
That's a kiss.
Or when he sticks his arms out for me so that I can grab him and help him walk around the house, because he's taking little steps now.
Don't you love this move?
Yeah, he's starting to do that because he knows yeah. I will pick him up.
Yeah,
and those are emotions that I have never experienced before, and the only way to experience them is to actually enter parenthood. And I do get a sense of fear because I do want to make sure that he has the best upbringing possible, and because I don't know what the future holds. But listening to Kid talk about his daughter yesterday and how proud he is of her gets me excited.
Oh, nice.
It gets me excited because this is not one of those relationships that has the possibility of dwindling or fading away.
Right.
It's a bond that was created the moment he was born, and it's going to grow stronger and stronger with each day until he reaches his teenage years, and it becomes a lottery.
Yeah, then it's a crapshoot.
From what everybody tells me. And then a lot of people ask me whenever they see me, it's what's the best part of being a dad? Or I see a lot of guys that their wives are pregnant. And I really don't know what the best part is. The answer may be different for every dad. Maybe it's the fact that the most annoying things that Kaysen does still make me smile.
Really?
Like when he grabs my bowl of soup and spills it on my lap, or when he tries to drink my beer when I'm holding him, or his incredible scream when he's hungry.
I know.
That's me holding
him.
Tell the camera that had nothing to do with me.
That had nothing to do with Kid. Kid, I love Kid. He's my favorite. Look how happy I am. I show happiness by frowning and crying.
Oh, that means he's happy. Those are tears of joy.
There it is.
Oh, that was it.
I'm
so happy. Look how happy I am. I know.
Imagine that at 4 in the morning, everybody.
He is a screamer.
Maybe it's the fact that he needs me to survive, or that he's the spitting image of me when I was a baby. To me, the best part of being a dad is being able to learn from the mistakes of Bio-Dad. In a way, I can thank him for the way things turned out.
Sure.
He's the reason I strive to be there for Kaysen every day. And he's the reason I hang out with Kaysen every single day. And
because,
I want
because your bio dad was not there for you.
Because he wasn't there for me. And, you know, things happen. In a way, I can... And I also want to thank my dad because he gives me the drive to be there for Kaysen no matter what, because he was not my biological dad and he was there for me. He took me in when he met my mom. He went to all my sporting events. He was there for my high school graduation.
Nice.
He was there if I did a dance recital when I was a kid. And I'm lucky because I did have a dad there for me.
Tell us about those dance recitals.
You did dance recitals?
Heck yeah.
What kind of dance?
Yeah, like hip-hop.
That's funny. That's not in the script there. That dance recital. You didn't put that in there.
But remember when he was in that NSYNC video? He was good.
Yeah. I did like a co-ed thing once. A little hip-hop thing.
Yeah.
Now, there are men who will go through Father's Day knowing that they have a child somewhere out there, and they're not experiencing what I get to experience with my son. And they may think they're avoiding their problems, but they're actually missing out on the greatest thing a man can experience.
Right.
Now, I know Father's Day is supposed to be about me, but since Kaysen has no idea what's happening in the world or what today is, I came up with this. So I'm going to write him a letter and save it for him. And I don't know when I'm going to give him this letter. Maybe it's his high school graduation, maybe his wedding, maybe when we have our first father-son fight.
Yeah.
But it's going to be there, and it's going to
maybe the day he beats you at basketball.
That might be when he's 11, because he's pretty tall already. Yeah. But it's going to be there with all the amazing feelings and emotions that I feel for being a daddy for the first time.
Yeah. Nice.
So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and to me. Isn't that weird? So I figure since he can't get me a gift, I'm going to give him a little, because this is kind of a gift for me too, to write him how I feel about him and what I feel seeing him
for the
first time and what I feel hanging out with him. And then I get to give it to him in a few years. And I probably won't remember what I wrote on there.
I've talked on the air about this program that I use. It's a cloud word processor thing called Evernote. And basically, I can connect to it from any computer anywhere. So I can put a note on it on my laptop, and it'll be there on my iPhone. Well, I talked to a guy who said, I use that too. I said, what do you use it for? He said, I use it to write a daily message to my son. I said, how old's your son? Oh, he's not born yet. 5 months pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
And he writes a daily message to his son. He said, when he graduates from high school, with pictures and everything, I'm just going to give him this journal of, oh, you came here. You came today. You were here today. You know,
oh,
you arrived
cool.
today. And then you learned to walk today. And you went to school for the
yeah,
first time.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, our parents really didn't have the opportunity to do that mm-hmm. in a, you know, convenient way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And with digital
and now with
photos
pictures
and everything,
and stuff, yeah.
movies,
Facebook.
Everything.
You could actually read the letter that you're going to write, or maybe you already wrote to, while he's in your lap, and video it,
yeah.
you know, and have like
oh,
a video.
A little,
oh, that's such
yeah.
a cool
great
idea.
You could do that, and he could give that to him for like 16th birthday or
that's
whatever.
That's what my, yeah. my dad did for Emma Kelly on her first birthday. He did her a card, and he sealed the envelope and wrote on the outside, don't open until your 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we have it saved. I don't know what it says.
Yeah.
So
Al
we're going to
open
that
too.
On
his 16th
birthday.
Al says, I'm your dad.
yeah.
Oh, he's going to do it after the kid turns 18, and he's no longer responsible.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day,
son. I'm your dad.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
Hey, Gray Drake.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. We're really excited because we have two movies. Everybody in this studio is super excited about seeing that are out this weekend.
Yep.
Man of Steel and This is the End.
Well, I already saw one of them.
Yeah, JC okay. might have to go toe-to-toe with you reviewing This is the End.
I'm going
to
be uppity about it, too.
We're being a movie snob, dude.
So let's start with Man of Steel first.
Wait, slow down. Did I just get called a movie snob?
No, I did.
No, yeah, it was Jay-Z. JC.
I'm the movie snob today.
Okay, good. No, I second that. Okay, good. It's JC, not me. Okay,
yes.
good. Just checking.
For sure, girl.
Right, we're starting with the big boy this week, Man
yes.
of Steel.
Yes.
It's great.
It's great?
Really?
I'm
right.
so glad to
yeah.
hear that, because other people were saying it's a bit disappointing.
I don't think it's disappointing. I don't think it's perfect, but I don't think it's disappointing. Like,
okay.
I had a good time watching it. And as we suspected when we first saw the trailer, it is darker.
So, I mean, great. The preview makes this movie just look so intense and detailed, and tons of big celebrities are in it. Did I see everything I needed to see in the preview?
No. There's so much more. However, I do think that the movie is sort of a case of overshare, because there's so much action that after a while you become kind of numb to it. Like, it just becomes punishing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I want Superman to beat up Zod, not me.
Right.
That's sort of where I was left at the end. The filmmakers, I think, are expecting audiences to have super bladders.
Oh, it's long.
Really long. Oh, great.
It is so long. And so if you've been waiting a really long time since Superman Returns to see a Superman that is actually has great effect, and really feels like something important, then 2.5 hours is just going to go in a flash for you.
Well, women are just salivating over Henry Cavill as the new Superman, but how is the chemistry between him and Lois Lane, Amy Adams?
I think it's fantastic. And Amy Adams is the first Lois Lane in a long time that I actually want to sit down and have a beer with.
Cool.
You know, she's. I thought the character was really well written. She's not some dumb, useless chick. She actually is a really intelligent writer that, you know, can also shoot a space gun, and I think she was great. No, it's only one out of, you know, however many different actors are in this film. Fantastic performances by everybody.
Good to know. Okay, well, that makes up for the negative reviews I was reading earlier this week.
The one thing about Superman that we've seen in especially the Christopher Reeve version is kind of a goofy, bumbling Clark Kent.
You're right.
And I think that's a lot of people's complaint with this one, that there's no goofiness to it. There's
right.
no, like, dur, 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 I work at the Daily Planet and I fell on my face. Like, there's none of that.
Oh, no levity. All serious.
Hit,
it's all very serious. And so you walk out of it and you're like, man, that was good. But you don't walk out, like, swelled pride and excited that Superman is here to protect the world, you know, because it has a very different vibe from the other films. I didn't mind it, but diehard Superman fans that appreciate the lighter side of it are definitely upset.
What is the score on the tomato meter right now?
Well, this is just a travesty.
Uh-oh.
Currently rotten.
Oh, ooh. So the rest of the reviewers over at Rotten Tomatoes don't agree with you.
they are, the critics are being much harder on this than I thought they would be. And it's going up and down, and I think there are going to be so many reviews added, even just while we've been talking. But 59%, it's borderline. And I think that is way too low, way too low. It's like basically to the point where I'm going to have to start knocking on some of our critics' doors.
Well, this is a movie that, despite what the critics say, people are still going to just flood to the theaters to see it. So it'll be all right.
Totally. No question. Nobody's worried about the box office take of Man of Steel for sure. And you know what? It was so good, I didn't even miss his red underpants.
Oh, yeah, the red underpants. I forgot.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I didn't even realize that until you said something.
It's all blue. I forgot.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So apparently all the joy is in those red underpants, and they just aren't in this movie.
There's a lot of joy in mine. I'm going to wear mine tomorrow in honor of Man of Steel.
Me too. I'm going to wear red underwear.
Now, next up this weekend is This is the End. Now, JC, would you like to let Gray go first, or would you like to give your review first? How do you want to play this?
I'll let Gray go first because I think I'm going to piggyback on what she said.
Safe move.
Best R-rated comedy of the last couple years.
Is that not what I said, you guys?
Well, not in those exact words, but close to it.
I mean, I'm not as well-spoken as Gray, but yeah.
I'm glad that we agree and we don't have to mud-wrestle it out because I loved this movie. I thought it was so funny, and it's right up there with, you know, Ted from last summer.
Yeah.
It's just so funny, and these guys, Seth Rogen, James Franco, Craig Robinson, Jonah Hill, Danny McBride, plus a million other comedians that you love are playing themselves as total jerks.
I loved Michael Cera in the movie. He was probably my favorite character.
God. He's so good. Michael Cera is like the best part of it. And I even loved seeing Rihanna for the small amount of time she's in it before they kill her. Spoiler.
Rest in peace, Rihanna. It's fine. Everybody dies.
Everybody?
No, not everybody. Like the main people when they're all there.
Well, don't ruin it, JC.
Yeah, dude.
No, that's
every
what
time you turn around, you ruin it.
Kelly, all the celebrities are saying, oh, go watch This is the End. I die in it. Everybody's saying McLovin said it. Rihanna said it.
I haven't seen that anywhere yet.
The thanks, only people JC. That go are the four main characters, right? That's who we keep following throughout
the
movie. I'll calm down.
Movie's not.
Well, now there's no question if they're going to die or not. We already know they're not.
It happens in the first 5 minutes. So go take a pee and go buy some nachos.
Such a jerk.
Well, he's right, you guys, because when you watch the trailer, you can sort of get an idea of what happens to everyone except our main characters. But even so, even knowing that, the rest of the movie is so funny and so surprising that by the time the end happens, like the actual end of the film, I was dying laughing. My face hurt. I was laughing and smiling so much.
That makes me want to go see it. All right.
Yeah.
So what's this one getting on the meter?
Certified fresh, 81%.
Yeah. Straight up
that's
fresh.
That's great for a comedy like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's might as well be 100.
Especially a comedy like this where these guys are very obviously playing on, you know, what everybody thinks Hollywood people are like. And that could get old really fast, but it absolutely doesn't. And I like anybody that'll take a pot shot at themselves. And these guys are really good at it.
Yeah, but I have a feeling James Franco is probably really like that in real life.
He was actually pretty cool in the movie, though. He wasn't a big douche.
And just one quick question, Gray, because when everybody goes to the box office this weekend and they find out Man of Steel is sold out for every showing and This is the End is sold out for every single showing, what should you see instead that's already out there and maybe there's some tickets left?
Well, if you haven't seen Fast and the Furious 6 yet, you have to see that one in order to continue to be my friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm going to take it back even a little farther and say, if it's a matinee and you just feel like having a good time, that criminal magician movie, Now You See Me, is actually really fun.
Yeah, now that you've had some distance, some time between seeing it and your initial reaction, you're growing to love it even more.
That's true. I still think it's a fun movie, and I've heard the same from a lot of people. They were like, oh, man, that was a good time. And it has so many twists and turns, you can never keep up with it. So, you know, that I can't say that for a lot of films. Even Man of Steel, like, we kind of know where it's going a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So Now You See Me ends up being even more fun in retrospect.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. And, you know, before you head it to the theaters, you might want to check to see what other movies are scoring on the tomato meter. Is that what they're calling it? Rotten meter? Fresh-o-meter.
Fresh-o-meter.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Gray. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Greg. Bye-bye.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Yay!
Yay!
Teacher test! Yay!
So Kelly Raspberry has always dreamed of being a teacher.
Well, wait a minute, Al. Why are you doing that as a kid? Let's do the teacher test. How about that?
Oh, because there's an intro.
Well, forget the intro.
Okay.
They know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Kelly's microphone is off, too.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
There it is. Hello.
Oh.
Well, good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs.
So
Raspberry.
Great to see you all. Let's just make sure you're all here today before we begin. Let's do a roll call.
Okay.
Okay, Craddock, are you here today?
Yes, ma'am. Here, present.
Good. Jose?
I'm here. My tummy doesn't hurt today.
Oh, that's good to know. And Jenna, are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
And Big Al.
Yeah, baby. Glad to see you wearing my two favorite colors, short and tight.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing today?
Well, it's awfully hot.
School.
Well, good morning. Today we're going to talk about your futures and what you want to be when you all grow up.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that's dumb.
Take it. That means you'd rather do something else?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we're not doing something else because if you haven't noticed, this is summer school. And that makes you not the smartest kids, but the dumb kids. I hate saying that. The dumb kids.
Hey, who are you talking
about?
Just being honest. I'm out on the script. Forget it.
Just being honest.
That's such a mean thing to say, but as the hottest girl in school, being dumb will have the least impact on me, so whatevs.
Miss Raspberry?
Yes?
I'm not in summer school because I'm dumb. I'm in summer school because my dad moved in with my tennis coach and Mommy needed some time to find herself.
Well, whatever reason you're here, it is important to talk about your future. All right, Jose, you're new to America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the American dream is?
To build a wall around the country to keep my family out?
No. Oh. No, I'm talking about the American dream of being able to become whatever you want.
Oh, see. Me mama tell me if I try very hard and not give up, I can be very rich someday.
Mrs. Raspberry?
That's Miss Raspberry.
Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is JC going to be rich?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should start spending more time with him.
No, Jenna. JC's never going to be rich. He's a nice boy, but I don't see that happening.
Hey,
okay, thank
hurt
you.
My feelings.
Tell you what, I know I'm gonna be rich. I make $200 a week selling cell phones.
I want a cell phone.
Me too,
Big Al.
Check this one out, man. It's a nearly new BlackBerry, dude. It's got the latest features and it's working already. You ain't never gonna even get a bill.
No way.
That's so cool.
What's the phone number?
Let's see here. It's 555-9494.
Wait, that's my cell phone number.
Oh, sorry about you.
Is that my phone?
You shouldn't leave your car unlocked.
Al, I am sending you to the principal.
Well, I already got his phone.
All right, let's just get back on topic.
Good idea. If anybody need a great deal on a cell phone or a pager, give me a call and I will hook you up.
Big Al.
Hmm?
What do we call a person who keeps on talking when people are no longer interested?
I know.
Yes, Jose.
Teacher.
Oh, very funny. Very funny. All right. Let's just talk careers. Is there anyone in class who wants to be a teacher when they grow up? No? No one? Well, that's very surprising because being a teacher is very rewarding.
Is it?
Yes, Jenna, it is.
So, it's like an important job?
Well, shaping the lives of young people, yes. I would say that's important.
If it's so important, how come you work nights at the mall?
All right, now that's just a very rude question, and I don't like smart Alex very much. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Al?
Are we going back to that prison this week?
You mean the one we visited on the field trip last spring?
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, we're not planning on going back. Why?
Well, because I kind of got to make a delivery out there for some of the guys. They asked me to hook them up with some things, you know, some odds and ends.
Al, I think you lost the true meaning of that visit.
Mrs. Raspberry?
Ms. Raspberry. Yes, kid?
A DJ.
Excuse me?
That,
That's what I want to be when I grow up, a DJ on the radio.
Oh, well, I don't see that happening.
Why not?
Well, you're too short.
Okay.
Let's get ready for school.
In your face.
Let's get ready for school today.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.